Hello, James Carey here, author of The Gospel According to a Sitcom Writer, because, well, I'm a sitcom writer and I've written a book about the Gospels. But here's one from the Acts of the Apostles. Hope you enjoy it. Philip, the Angel, and the Eunuch. The Gospel accounts provide plenty of comic moments, but the Acts of the Apostles is also worth attention. It contains some really big laughs, especially in scenes that involve angelic encounters and divine intervention. These often play out comically. Equivalent scenes in films would be hard to play entirely seriously because of the comic juxtaposition of the shining angelic messenger next to an apostle who had his own plans for the day. The first curious incident I will mention, and thereby ruin for you, can be found in chapter 8, where we find Philip having a really weird day at the office. Early manuscripts do not include the following. An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south, to the way that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert." "You're not exactly selling it," said Philip. "Okay, Philip," said the angel. "Less to say, more obey. Chop, chop." So Philip went, and behold, there was a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had come to Jerusalem to worship. While there, the eunuch had attended a local sporting fixture at which someone was holding up a sign. It said Isaiah 3:16, and he wondered to himself what the sign could mean. Returning and sitting in his chariot, the eunuch was reading the prophet Isaiah, which is quite a big scroll to read in a very confined space. And as he went along, the papyrus did flap everywhere. Eventually, he found chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, which said, "Moreover, Yahweh said, because the daughters of Zion are arrogant and walk with outstretched necks and flirting eyes, walking to trip as they go, jingling ornaments on their feet, therefore the Lord brings sores on the crown of the head of the women of Zion, and Yahweh will make their scalps bald." "Wow," said the eunuch, "I was not expecting to find that in Isaiah." And the eunuch started scrolling through the rest of Isaiah to get the gist, but his eyes were not opened. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join yourself to this chariot." "Seriously?" said Philip. "He's in a horse-drawn chariot and I'm just a guy on two legs." "Well, you better get a move on then, hadn't you?" said the angel. "Chop, chop." "Stop saying that. Anyway, it's all right for you," said Philip. "You're an angel. You've got wings." "Do you see wings? I don't have wings. It's only cherubim and seraphim who have wings, and they are technically never called angels. Come on, Philip, you should know this. Anyway, that eunuch's getting away." So Philip ran to him, and as he ran, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet. Philip said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He said, "How can I unless someone explains it to me?" "Sure, the thing about Isaiah is that he's a prophet who..." "Sorry, I've got a stitch," said Philip, panting for breath. And the eunuch pulled over and begged Philip to come and sit with him. And Philip held his side and breathed heavily. "I'll be all right in a minute," said Philip. "Make yourself comfortable in my chariot," said the eunuch, pointing to a seat. "Mind the cup holder." And they went on their way. Now the passage of scripture that the eunuch had turned to in Isaiah was this. "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter. As a lamb before his shearer is silent, so he doesn't open his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." The eunuch answered Philip, "Who is the prophet talking about? About himself or about someone else?" And Philip wondered to himself, is this an evangelistic opportunity? I mean, I don't want to push Jesus down his throat and come across as all preachy. Then he saw the angel with his head in his hands, muttering something about how even the mouths of donkeys had been opened by the Lord. Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning from this scripture, preached to the eunuch about Jesus. The eunuch then asked many more questions about Isaiah the prophet, for the scroll was long and hard to understand, and Philip said that, to be honest, Christians only really talk about the bits that are blatantly referring to Jesus and tend not to worry about the rest. And the eunuch found this puzzling given how long it is and how he would want to listen to all the words of a prophet of God and how much of the scriptures are taken up by the words of Isaiah the prophet, so he must be important. And Philip said he'd never really thought about it. Then Philip said, so here's my question for you. Is it about me being a eunuch? Said the eunuch. Said Philip, would that be bad? But then the eunuch said, behold, here is water. What is keeping me from being baptized? He commanded the chariot to stop, and they went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, The Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, and the eunuch didn't see him any more, for he went on his way rejoicing, albeit puzzled. Philip was found at Azotus, and the angel said to him, "There, you didn't expect that, did you?" "No, I did not," said Philip. "Did I just dematerialise and reappear somewhere else?" "Yup," said the angel. "But how? Why? Is surely," said Philip. "Yeah, something like that," said the angel. "This might be the oddest moment in the whole Bible." "You mean I'm going to be famous?" said Philip. "No, not really," said the angel. "No one will read this bit. A bit like most of Isaiah." "Touché," said Philip. "And those who do read it will think it so weird they won't really want to acknowledge it," said the angel. "Huh," said Philip. "Pity." "Yeah," said the angel. "Back to work. Chop, chop." And so passing through, Philip preached the good news to all the cities until he came to Caesarea. This is not the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hope you enjoyed that. Go and have a look at my blog, link in the show notes. You could even get a copy of The Gospel According to a Sitcom Writer, probably via Amazon, and that's okay. Or you can get Water into Wine, my stand-up theology show, which you can see via a link. Do go to the show notes to see that. Speak to you next time.